We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so glad you're with us this hour, and I want to remind you that there are things we are doing on today's show that are extraordinary. You may want to share them with friends who perhaps are on the other side of the world or the other side of the country, or maybe in one of those pockets across America where we don't have a local radio affiliate. But you can always go and hear the programming streaming live at S. Abrams, that's SABRAMS.com. Every show is podcast. You can download it. We podcast for a year. But we also simultaneously archive the interview, and you can click and hear it anytime. So if there's a place that interests you, an interview that interests you, you can email your friends and tell them, go here, click on this, and you can hear it too. Maybe plan some trips together. I actually have some listeners who have let me know from time to time what they're planning to do with friends in other parts of the country. One that comes to mind all the time is Terry Krautkramer. And Terry's sister, Terry lives in Arizona. Her sister lives in, not far from Bakersfield, California. And they both listen, and then they email one another, and then they get on the phone when the show is over and chat about where they'd like to go that they've just heard about, and they've actually taken a number of trips that they've planned right after we've gone off the air in some episode where we touched a chord with them and they got all excited about going someplace. Well, there's some exciting places to go in the world, clearly. One of the places that caught my attention a little more than a week ago was a place called Görlitz. Now, if you spell it with the two little dots over the O, the umlaut, it's G-O-R-L-I-T-Z. But in English, when we don't have those two little dots easily available to drop into a font, we put in an E. So somebody whose name is Mueller, M-U with two little dots, L-L-E-R would be M-U-E-L-L-E-R. So that's just a little trick for when you're dealing with German words and you're having trouble finding something. So Görlitz in English is G-O-E-R-L-I-T-Z. It's a place in what was the Eastern Germany, behind the Iron Curtain portion of Germany until German reunification in 1989. And it's part of the Saxony region of Germany, of which you know I am the ambassador to North America for Saxony tourism. So it's always a pleasure for me to talk about Saxony. Now, I've been to a number of places in the Saxony region, but I have to embarrassingly admit I never even focused on Görlitz. I don't think the name even stuck in my head. And the only reason we're talking about this place is that the film that has a kind of almost cameo role with Bill Murray in it, a wonderfully funny, interesting film called The Grand Budapest Hotel. Only I'm sure in most theaters they're calling it The Grand Budapest Hotel, but if you were truly pronouncing the name of that city correctly, it would be Budapest. Couldn't wait to see it. It's a wonderful film because in addition to the comedy and all the interesting aspects of the film as a film, it focuses on the importance of the general manager, the concierge, the people who work in a hotel, and their focus on hospitality and how hospitality transcends all other normalcy of the world. And to some degree, while they are not like one another at all, there is the same message that comes through in the film Hotel Rwanda. If you've never seen that, it's not a film I would invite young people to come and sit in the room because there are some very bloody, gory parts about the war in Rwanda that was created when the United Nations just pulled out and left everybody behind to kill one another after the people of the region had been broken into two different camps. You know, it's a very British approach to taking over a territory. Take the people, break them in two different camps, make them hate one another, and while they're busy killing one another, the Brits could have tea and take out whatever the resources of the area was. So that's the story of Hotel Rwanda, when after everybody pulled out and the UN pulled out, you watch the general manager save people's lives using all his hotel hospitality managerial skills. And so in this film, Grand Budapest Hotel, you watch the people, the most important people on staff, training others, and the story is being retold in a flashback. What's marvelous about this story is it wasn't filmed in Hungary. So the wonderful city that you're seeing is not Budapest at all. It's Görlitz in the Saxony region of Germany. And I thought we really should know more about Görlitz because when you see the film, you'll see them motorcycling, walking, running, whatever they're doing, driving through all these darling little streets with these houses that are painted the color of sorbet, you know, all the powder blues and petal pinks. And to some degree, look a lot like the waterfront in Curacao or Aruba, where the Dutch houses are painted, Dutch designed houses in the Caribbean painted in these pastel beautiful colors, and also in the town of Karlovy Vary, which is in the Czech Republic. That's where they filmed last holiday with Queen Latifah, and they filmed it at the Grand Pup Hotel, P-U-P-P. And you'll see photos of that if you go to sabrams.com and go to the photo gallery, and you will find Karlovy Vary. There must be 500 pictures of Karlovy Vary. The director of Grand Budapest Hotel wanted to create a grand hotel in the style of the Hotel Grand Pup, and in so many ways, they have almost duplicated that hotel. But so the hotel doesn't exist, even though it was filmed in Görlitz. There is no such hotel in Görlitz. They filmed it inside an old abandoned department store, and they built the set, and they made a model for the outside of the building, and they took photos of that model. But all the cast and crew came to Görlitz to do all of this, and that's why I thought it would be great fun to learn all about this town and what it has to offer, and maybe we can even get some insights, because I understand that all the people associated with the film stayed at the Mercure Hotel in Görlitz, and unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be able to have anybody from the Mercure on today. We hope to do it in the next couple of weeks. But I spoke with the folks on staff there, and they are the epitome of hospitality and warmth and charm. And a special thank you to Mandy, who works there. So when you go to Görlitz and you stop at the Mercure, just say hi for me to all those nice people. And we're going to go off now and talk with one of the people who was associated with the PR department the public relations project manager for the European city of Görlitz, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting season at Symphony Hall in Boston. Tickets are on sale at bso.org or by calling 888-266-1200.
I have on the line with me, live from Görlitz in the Saxony region of Germany, Livia Kaiser. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
How long have you lived in Görlitz?
I'm living in Görlitz now for 4 years, only 4 years.
Where were you born?
I fell in love with this town, so I decided to stay here.
Where were you born, Livia?
I was born in Leipzig.
Oh, beautiful.
But stayed the whole time of my life in Munich.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
Well, you've really gotten around. How old were you when you moved from Leipzig to Munich?
I'm 27 years old.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
It would be 27. That's my lucky number. That number comes up all the time. I should have said, were you 27 when you moved? That would have made more sense. That's my birthday, January 27th.
So
the number 27 and 127 comes up in almost every conversation. It's ridiculous. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and find out all about Görlitz. But I have to tell you, I love Leipzig. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in Miami Beach, South Beach, Florida, where you'll join Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik, for a Meet the Author chat. Stephanie will read an excerpt of her acclaimed novel, Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with rumors in hand, or acquire rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, she'll be happy to answer your questions, too. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, with travel expert and author Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room. Email Stephanie. Let her know you'll be in attendance. Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's Stephanie@sabrams.com. Be there, or they'll start rumors about you.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street, between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s, or you can get protected with CarChecks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207, 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the privilege of having Livia Kaiser live on the line from Görlitz in the Saxony region of Germany. And this is a marvelous region to go and visit. When I went, we took the train from Frankfurt, and it was about a four-hour train trip, beautiful train trip, wonderful countryside to look at as you're traveling. It makes a stop at the Leipzig station, where you don't get off unless you're planning to visit Leipzig first. And what a train station that is. It's a whole city just by itself. And I mean, people come to do their supermarket shopping in the train station. It's amazing. And maybe another half hour or so down the line from Leipzig, or maybe it's an hour. I don't remember what the distance. It didn't feel like a very big distance. You are in Dresden. And Dresden is, wow, it's like, Dresden is to being a city what pastries are to being on the shelf in the pastry shop. It's just a beautiful, wonderful city. And there are wonderful places to explore once you are out of the Leipzig-Dresden region. And Livia, how far is it by car from Dresden or Leipzig to Görlitz?
By car from Dresden, it's just 1 hour. And from Leipzig, I think 2 hours or 2.5.
Okay. And I looked quickly at the map, so I'm trying to remember. It looked to be west, maybe northwest of Dresden and Leipzig?
Görlitz?
Yeah.
No, it's east.
Oh, then what was I looking at? A mirror image?
It's east because, Görlitz is the eastest location
Most eastern
in Germany.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be, I remember reading that. I don't know where I got west from, but all right.
Yes, yes.
The most eastern location in Germany.
Yes.
Wow. Well,
because
that's a distinction.
We have the frontier to Poland, and this goes exactly through our town.
Well, you know, that, I guess that would put you on a good route for people who want to visit Germany and Poland and maybe the Czech Republic.
Yes,
and
right.
It's a perfect location.
Yes, because we are in this, we have, you can reach three countries through our region.
Wow.
It's Czech, it's Poland, and it's Germany. And you can visit beautiful towns like Wrocław in Poland. Yes. Or Prague is also pretty near.
How far are you from Prague?
I think 2 hours.
Okay. So I'm going to guess that Karlovy Vary is between Görlitz and Prague.
could be. I don't know it exactly right now.
Oh, okay. No, but that would be worth looking at because, you know, the new film, Casino Royale, there was a film in the 1980s, I want to say, that
yes.
was a kind of a spoof of a James Bond movie with Peter Sellers called Casino Royale, but about 8 years ago, maybe, 12 years ago, there was a new James Bond movie called Casino Royale,
no,
and that wasn't filmed in Monte Carlo. That was also filmed in Karlovy Vary, and they also used the Grand Hotel Pup, the same hotel that they used in Last Holiday with Queen Latifah, and the hotel that the Grand Budapest Hotel is based on.
Okay. I didn't know that right now.
So, well, you know, it's kind of interesting. How did they come to pick Görlitz?
This is a good question, but we have some really old houses here. We have it's a really beautiful town because you have original architecture houses from nearly all epochs. It's you can see houses from Gothic, Renaissance, Baroque, Art Nouveau buildings. And yes, Görlitz is considered an integrated architectural work of art. And in particular, the buildings in the history city center never fail to fascinate with the richly decorated facades. And yes, this is the reason. You can visit and the old town and see really original facades, buildings. And you mentioned the old department store, where they filmed Grand Budapest Hotel, and the inside room of this department store you can see in this Grand Budapest Hotel, and this is originally, you can see it here in Görlitz right now because it's, they didn't have to build these coulisses because it's already here. So this is the reason why the town is so interesting for movie makers.
Hang on a second.
Yes?
They took this old, no longer used department store.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Department stores are wonderful because they have big, tall ceilings. They generally have big windows if you need lighting. And,
exactly.
And there's big open spaces. So when they built the set inside to make it look like a hotel, when they were all done, did they leave all that or did they take it with them?
No, they take it all with it, but it not makes such a big difference because they didn't change really much things because yes, the building is there in this form.
Very
cool. So you can really come and visit Görlitz and see these department store with all these insides.
So now what has to happen is we have to generate enough visitors to Görlitz who need to go shopping and bring home wonderful things for friends and family that the department store reopens.
The department store reopens, we hope, next year.
Oh, now that's a good thing.
2015, we hope so, because at the moment they are rebuilding it from inside, of course, and yes, so we hope that it will be reopened.
Oh, well, very good. So let's talk a bit about Görlitz itself. How old is the city?
The city was first recorded, goes back in 1071.
Wow.
And then the city grew at the intersection of Europe's oldest and most important trade routes because we have here the Via Regia, it's called. And over the centuries, Görlitz became an influential center of trade and science. And yes, this is also the reason why you have these old buildings around here. And yes, you have the historic old town and with a rich ensemble of historic buildings. They all look like if copied straight from an old painting. So.
Well, you know, you see some of that as they go through the streets, walking, driving, motorcycling, whatever they're doing.
Walking. And Görlitz is all by walking. You can, the best way is to walk through the historic old town because you have old ways, and the best way is really to walk, and you have you have small ways, you know.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Carrie Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does you using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Save this date, time, and place. November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel on Ocean Drive in Miami Beach's South Beach. Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, at a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will chat with attendees about her novel Rumors, read an excerpt from the book, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring their copy of Rumors along. And for those who choose to acquire a copy at the event, drop Stephanie a note to let her know to expect you at Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive in Miami Beach. She'll be looking for you.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with us live from Görlitz, Germany, in the Saxony region of Germany. In such a good location to base yourself so that you can visit Saxony, go to Leipzig and Dresden, and I wish I could say it right. I think it's Wackerbach or Wackerbacher. I think it's Wackerbach. It's a state-owned winery, and it is a fascinating visit because I visited wineries in France, in California, in name the place where they grow grapes. I've been there and turn them into wine. But that one is really unusual, and they do a very sophisticated tour that you'll find amazing. And up on the hillside, when you see the grapes growing in the vineyard, and it goes uphill. And at the top of the hillside is somebody's original home. Very cool. And you can go up there, and they'll serve you wine. And you sit on the little terrace and look out over the vineyards and the hillsides. And it is just such a worthwhile visit. Just a lovely, lovely day, as I recall. But remember, I only drink 1986 Diet Coke. So that part goes right over my head. But I love learning about the process. And you're so close to the border of Poland. It makes it so easy for you to go and visit the Czech Republic. So you can kind of almost base yourself in that region and get three countries of touring almost for the price of one. Let's talk with Livia Kaiser, the public relations project manager for the European city of Görlitz, where the film Grand Budapest Hotel was filmed. Did you get to meet any of the cast and crew while they were filming, Livia?
No, unfortunately not me personally. I didn't meet any one of them, but they were really present at this time in the town. And also, a really lot of the people are living here took part in this movie because they were searching for some small
actors,
right. And so many of us have the preference to meet stars like Bill Murray or Ralph Fiennes or someone else. So it was really a great adventure for 3 months to have these stars in our small town. Yes.
Yeah, how cool is that? You know, I love Ralph Fiennes, and we were in we were in Dublin. He's Irish, but you'd never know it in this film. We were in Dublin, and we were visiting Trinity College to go and see the Book of Kells and the library there that has first edition copies of Shakespeare and Chaucer and everything that's ever been in print, pretty much. It's an amazing library in a beautiful artistic, architecturally artistic setting. And on the big gate doors where you enter the courtyard of Trinity College. Just behind it, there's a bulletin board, and they had some posters about events coming up. And one of them was that Ralph Fiennes was going to be speaking there at Trinity College. And unfortunately, I wasn't going to be in Dublin that day. I was so disappointed because I would have been there with the crowd.
Yes. And what is really interesting, that all of these stars were really fascinating by Görlitz. So they all said, oh my God, it's such a beautiful town. And it was the best possibility to make this movie
here. Well, not only that, it has to have been so much cheaper to do it in Görlitz than even to do it in Budapest, Budapest is a bargain to begin with compared to Paris. But compared to Budapest, I have to imagine that Görlitz makes it even less expensive for them to film.
Of course, because here you also have the possibility to make your movie without separate the people, because they are like, oh my God, okay, here's a film team, but it's okay for us. They are not this. So like, here are stars in the town, and we have to go there and hunting for autographs or something like that. So the people here are really calm down and just enjoy it. And so the crew had the possibility to, just be here and make their movie. And yeah.
How long were they in Görlitz?
I think 3 or almost 4 months.
Oh, my word. Well, you've got the economy. You got your taxes for the town paid for this year.
No, we have no taxes, but...
tell me about that.
Of course we have taxes, but not for tourism. Not these tourism taxes you have sometimes.
I like that.
For example, Dresden, you have special tourist taxes.
So when you check out of your hotel in Görlitz, there's no hotel tax?
No.
Oh, no, that's a bargain right there.
Excuse me?
That is a bargain right there. There's a good deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal. And we were just glad to have the crew here because, you have not so much hotels in this old town, and they are stay in one hotel at this place.
The Mercure.
Yeah. No.
Oh, I was told they were at the Mercure. They weren't? Where were they?
No, they weren't Mercure, because Mercure is a bit outside of the old town. Of course, it's not far away, because in Görlitz, you have no places there really far away, because it's a really small town. But
I got bad information from somebody in Görlitz. So where did they stay?
No, it's called Börse.
Spell that for me.
Börse. Yes, because...
How do you spell that?
B-O-E-R-S-E.
And that's the name of the hotel?
That's the hotel. That's the name of the hotel, exactly.
Okay.
And it's directly in the old town. And, the whole crew stayed there for these 3 or 4 months.
Well, we got some insights into what the town looks like in the film Grand Budapest Hotel, because, you saw them in the streets when they were coming and going, and it was just as cute as it could be. What would you visit? What do you see when you go to the old town? I mean, is it, there are cathedrals or the museums or, what is there?
There are a lot of it. At first, a really nice place to be is the Old Town Bridge. It's a special place because, Görlitz is a European city with his twin sister town called Skorzelec. And
easy for you to say.
Before, excuse me?
Easy for you to say. What was the name?
Easy for me to say.
What is the name of the twin town? Say that again.
Skorzelec.
Okay, we're going to look that one up. Go ahead.
Because, Görlitz was one town before 1945 with Skorzelec together. And now, over this old town bridge, you have the possibility to be in Poland just to walk 5 meters or maybe let's
really?
Say 100 meters, and you are in Poland in another Polish town. But it's a twin sister of Görlitz, and before it was one town, yes. And we have these historical old town on our side, at the German side, And this is our old town. And there you can see, really old historical buildings. And, yes, you have, for example, the Schönhof, it's called. And this is the oldest civil Renaissance building in Germany. And it is built in 1526. And today there's a museum inside. It's the Silesian Museum. And this is also a typical type of houses. It is called hall houses. And with these hall houses, Görlitz is also attending for the UNESCO World Heritage to get on this list.
Well, it sounds like you deserve to be on that list.
Yes, and we really hope to get these titles because this is really a special type, and you have only the possibility to visit these in its really original form, and so much of these buildings in Görlitz. You can only see it here.
We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens. Make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This
alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're talking about Görlitz in the Saxony region of Germany, the most eastern town in Germany. How about that one? Putting you in a great spot for visiting Saxony and visiting Poland and the Czech Republic. And you know what? I'm talking myself into my next trip. So I'm talking with Olivia Kaiser, who is the public relations project manager for the European city of Görlitz. And you can get glimpses and insights into Görlitz when you go to see the film that's out now, the Grand Budapest Hotel, not filmed in Budapest. By the way, if you're going to Budapest and you've got some money to spend, stay at the Le Meridien and ask for, well, tell them at the hotel when you make the reservation, you want the big suite that Stephanie Abrams stayed in. And if they don't know what you're talking about, ask for the general manager, who, if nothing has changed, should be Adrian Gray, nicest man you ever want to meet. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. I went in there. I didn't want to come out. But that's Budapest, and that's not where they filmed the Grand Budapest Hotel. They filmed it in Görlitz in the eastern region, the Saxony region of Germany. And I have Olivia Kaiser with us. Olivia, the town is clearly adorable. You mentioned a museum in the last segment. What do you actually see in that museum? What are they exhibiting?
It's Silesian things because it's our region. And
what does that mean? That doesn't mean anything to me. What are Silesian things?
Okay, this is our special region. We are here. It's Upper Lusatia. I don't know if you can. If you have any idea of our region. Because it's something special, our culture together with Poland.
So when you look on the shelves in the museum, or there are things standing on the floor, what are they? What are we looking at?
They are old Old pottery, something like that, or some things from old times.
And things that people would have used in their homes or in farming
some
or what?
Things like that, yes. And of course, you have changing exhibitions, but the ground or the basic exhibition is really like a home region museum.
I love museums like that. There's one just north of Biarritz on the west coast of France, in the town of Bayonne, which the word bayonet comes from. And there's a chocolate factory there that's over 500 years old. Sephardic Jews that left Spain during the Inquisition and took their chocolate making equipment and set up in Bayonne, so you can still visit that. But they also have a museum filled with the kinds of things people used in daily living, and you would see things like, you know, their beds and the baby's cradles and equipment you would use in the kitchen, clothing they would wear. And then in Ireland, there's one called the Museum of Country Life, and I'm pretty sure it's in County Mayo, but maybe I'm wrong on that one. But it's always on the way between Mayo and Sligo, so it's somewhere in there is the Museum of Country Life. And it's the same thing. You see the little... they call them footies. The little slippers that they wore to go outside in, they were made of leather and they were tied up in the front. Do they have, like, German clothing of the period and that kind of thing, too, in this museum in Görlitz?
Something like that you can see there, exactly.
I love that kind of stuff. You know, it's like going up in your grandmother's or your great-grandmother's attic, you know, and you find all these things that were unique to a whole other time period. Well, the history of Görlitz going back
and
you know, over
is,
a thousand years.
Yeah, really special because they have these connection to the old times where they were one town with Poland together or with this Polish side.
Interesting.
Yes. Really interesting.
Very interesting. So now there are events coming up in 2014 that if we wanted to come and visit, and also in addition to being able to see all that Görlitz, Germany has to offer, or also could participate and enjoy some festivals. So what do you have cooking there?
Yes, we have some special attractions of Görlitz, especially in summer. It's our open-air summer theater at first, which is at a nice location near an old church. And then you have the Silesian pottery market, which is also a really regional, traditional market. It's in July. And what is really, really great when you are interested in arts and theater, this is the called Vajatea. It's an international street art festival. And then the streets and squares, these historical streets and squares in, of Görlitz became a stage. Become a stage for actors and acrobats and dancers from all corners of the world. And yes, this is a really nice thing, and it's 3 days at the first weekend in August. And after it, we have the Old Town Festival. And this is together with the Polish side Skorzelec. And this is the time when some tens of thousands of locals and visitors are entertained by medieval jesters, jugglers, and medieval acts.
Oh, I love this. When is that?
The beautiful aspects of the medieval times.
That's in August?
It's in August. It's the last weekend in August. Exactly.
Well, my husband has a birthday at the end of August, but then that would be a great time to go and celebrate, but that also puts us in a great conflict because just around then, maybe I get lucky and this year it ends earlier, the last performance at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony, and they always perform Beethoven's Ninth Symphony with a full orchestra, not only the Boston Symphony, but usually the Tanglewood music Center's orchestra, so they usually have about 200 orchestral pieces on the stage and about 140 voices. And if you want chills on an August afternoon, the place to be is at Tanglewood in the Lenox-Stockbridge area of Massachusetts, because the line between Lenox and Stockbridge runs right through the Tanglewood grounds. So I'll have to look at the calendar, because it'll be a tough fight whether I am at Tanglewood with Beethoven or I'm communing with Beethoven in Germany. I want to thank you so very much for joining us today, Livia Kaiser, talking about Gerlitz. After the top of the hour news, I have something for you that is so big, we're flying high.
Let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.